Over the weekend, while we were bracing for Irene here in the East Coast, American and Pakistani officials report that a CIA drone strike somewhere in Pakistan and killed al-Qaeda's number two man, Atiyah Abdul al-Rahman. If that's true, it would obviously be another big blow to that organization's high command system after the death of Osama bin Laden. But there are some Pakistani officials who are casting doubts on this report, and others in the region are not able to confirm whether or not al-Rahman was in fact killed. Joining us now, Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You know, my first reaction to this was, isn't this like the seventh or eighth time that we've killed al-Qaeda's number two guy?
Yes, it is proven to be the sort of most dangerous job in al-Qaeda because of the number of times U.S. drones have hit people at this position. It's sort of considered the top operational position in al-Qaeda. The difference, I think, in this case is that Rahman was effectively running al-Qaeda since bin Laden's death. And in many ways, even before bin Laden's death, Rahman had very much taken over the operations. This is according to American officials whose assessments were clarified even more in the thousands of documents that were captured at bin Laden's compound. They saw Rahman was very much involved in planning strikes against the West. And now with Ayman al-Zawahiri in hiding, Rahman really was a very key figure.
We're speaking with Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. So we have these two conflicting reports, Mark. We've got the CIA officials and American officials saying we have confirmed that Atiyah Abdul al-Rahman is dead. And then you've got Pakistani officials saying, no, he's not. Who's more credible here?
Well, you often get these kinds of disagreements, so soon after an attack. It does take several days to confirm deaths. American officials are very certain that Rahman has been killed. They notified, I believe, on Friday, Pakistani officials and said that they have confirmed that Rahman has been killed. I don't know, inside of the Pakistani government, who is raising concern and what the doubts are. I did speak to one Pakistani official over the weekend who was getting his information largely from the Americans, but said that that he was fairly certain. So, again, because the United States is largely carrying out these drone strikes unilaterally, in other words, independent of Pakistan, the Pakistanis will not only complain, but sometimes say, listen, we can't confirm this because they never told us about it.
Well, how does the United States go about confirming this death?
Well, it usually takes several days, and there's a pretty complex procedure. At the very least, they're listening to intercepted communications among al-Qaeda leaders and membership. If they're talking about someone like Rahman being killed, then that would be one way of confirmation. They also try to get some kind of DNA analysis, which usually means getting someone to the scene of the strike and trying to get DNA. I don't know whether they did it in this case, but they do have informants on the ground in the tribal areas, and that would be, in their mind, a far more certain way to confirm if they actually were able to get DNA. But that would also presuppose that they had something on file that they could match with Rahman.
We're speaking with Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, and we're talking about the news in which the American officials have said that a CIA drone strike killed the number two guy at al-Qaeda, Atiyah Abdul al-Rahman. Let's talk about maybe verifying the credibility of the second part of the American announcement, which is that this is possibly another major blow to the organizational structure of al-Qaeda. Is that the case? Did this guy al-Rahman actually hold a position which would, if he was killed, which would injure the organization of al-Qaeda?
Yeah, I don't think there's much doubt that it is a major blow. I mean, that he was a very key figure. I think you're going to get a dispute over, again, what's next and whether, this is the end of al-Qaeda. There's been a lot of Obama administration officials saying publicly in the last several months since bin Laden's death that effectively al-Qaeda's near death. And I hear some people questioning that assessment from inside the intelligence community. Again, this is an organization that's shown the ability to regenerate itself. And so that's really where the dispute is now. Yes, Rahman's death was important. He was a very central figure. But whether al-Qaeda really is in the death throes, I think, it's looking more in that direction. However, I would definitely not count them out yet. And we should note also that there are several of these al-Qaeda affiliate groups, like the one in Yemen and one in North Africa, that has gained strength in recent years.
Well, Mark Mazzetti, it's said that he served as a liaison between al-Qaeda in Pakistan and their other affiliates. Was he a liaison with the groups in Yemen and in Africa as well?
Yes, the documents that were captured at Bin Laden's compound showed how much Rahman was sort of Bin Laden's eyes and ears with the outside world. So he would be in correspondence with, for instance, the leadership of al-Qaeda's group in Yemen. They would sometimes run personnel decisions by Bin Laden, and they'd use Rahman to do that. And so, again, he was kind of the sort of chief operating officer of the group. And because Bin Laden was in hiding and because there was so much security around, his time in hiding, and sometimes Rahman would have to make decisions for the group without even necessarily running them by Bin Laden.
All right. So Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, if he was a liaison, was he also part of the recruitment effort? Do we know whether or not al-Qaeda is recruiting to the extent that somebody like al-Rahman could be replaced?
No doubt he'll be replaced by someone. And the Americans, the more optimistic Americans you talk to, say, well, they don't have a very deep bench anymore. It gets harder and harder to replace these people who have been around so long. Again, there are usually people waiting in the wings to take over the job. And so that's why I think one would be very hesitant to sort of count al-Qaeda out at this point.
All right. Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks.
What we're talking about is the possible death of Atiya Abdul al-Rahman. He was reportedly killed by a CIA drone strike in Pakistan, although that report has been disputed by some officials in the Pakistani government. He was al-Qaeda's number two man and responsible not just for liaisons with other al-Qaeda branches, but also with many of the operational commands.